Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Royal Opera House Covent Garden, where a momentous event is about to take place. The world-renowned soprano Dame Margherita Mendoza is about to perform in her long-awaited comeback in Puccini's Madame Butterfly. Dame Margherita, of course, has recently undergone no less than 6 delicate operations on her larynx after her unfortunate breakdown at La Scala Milan last year. The question that the whole musical world is asking, have the operations been a success, is about to be answered.
Just the three of us doing a show, getting it right on the night.
I'm Robin, and I'm handsome.
And I'm Morris, and I'm tall.
I'm Graham, I'm ugly, I'm short, and I'm fat, and I'm bald as a billiard ball.
Where's the grumbleweeds?
It's driving me mad. I can't stand much more of this. I think I'm going out of my mind. I really do. I've started smoking. Yes, 15 years since I gave them up, but I've started again. I'm a nervous wreck. A complete and utter mess. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I think I'm going mad.
Well, it's your own fault. You shouldn't have started watching Twin Peaks in the first place.
Open the studio lights. See the three of us acting our age. Such Graham, he's aging our acts.
Raise your right hand and answer the question truthfully. Are you a member of or have you ever joined any anti-government organization?
No.
You've never attended any protest rallies, read any subversive literature, studied any revolutionary pamphlets, or attempted to rebel against the authority of the state?
No.
Have you ever traded in banned substances, practiced weird rituals, taken part in bloodletting, or been a party to any form of witchcraft?
Oh, definitely not. No.
I now declare you a full member of the Women's Institute.
My head has all fallen out years ago, but my head's a lovely thing.
Where's the grumbleweeds?
Can I have fish and chips and peas, 56 times, please? Oh, and you better give me 25 meat pies, 30 steak and kidney, 25 portions of curry sauce. Oh, and a massive tub of gravy, yes. Some scallops, I think, yeah. Oh, and a couple of dozen jumbo sausages. And best have about 30 or 40 extra bags of chips. I think that'll do.
You expecting company, pal?
No, I've just opened the new chippy around the corner. I forgot to switch the range on.
There's the three of us doing the job, taking the knocks on the chin. Yes, the three of us, Graham and Rob.
Graham.
Maurice.
And Robin.
Come by, girl, come by, steady, steady, girl, steady, 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 stay, stay, left, left, stay, left, stay, left, hold it, hold it, steady, slow, slowly forward, forward, forward.
Alfred!
Yes, love?
I wish you'd let me set the table my own way.
Good things to me, please. I learned that as a lad.
I'm Robin.
I'm Morris.
He's Graham.
Well, 2 out of 3 is not bad.
Trio, everyone needs half an hour with someone and the grumbleweeds.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and jelly spoons, and welcome once again to our humble little show.
Yes, it's nice to see you again, everybody.
What are you talking about? We're on the rotten radio, we can't see listeners.
I think Rotface means it's nice to see the audience here in the studio.
Audience?
Exactly. This devoted band of loyal followers who, week in and week out, travel through rain, hail, wind and snow to give us their undying support.
There's 12 of them.
Yes, well, we've got a bit of opposition tonight, Uncle Nasty.
Oh, yeah? World Cup football and television, is there?
No, there's a fella playing the spoons outside the main entrance.
Oh, no. Here they come. Imagine how...
Oh, hello, everybody. It's those, isn't it, Jeffrey?
Hey, it is, Ernie. It's those.
Oh, sorry we're late, but there's a fella outside playing the spoons.
Mm. And he was good, wasn't he, Ernie?
Oh, he was, Jeffrey. Yes. How they play those things beats me.
And me. I wouldn't know which end to blow down.
If these two have brains, Crippin was innocent.
I had a letter this morning.
Oh, from our lad?
It was from Sheffield University. They've offered me a place in their medical department.
Brilliant.
It isn't. They don't want me while I'm alive.
It's like listening to a couple of five-year-olds, this.
My Uncle Herbert were a medical man, you know.
Was he, old lad?
Yeah. I remember when I was a little lad, I asked him a medical question. I said, Uncle Herbert, why do I keep walking round in circles?
What did he say?
He said, if you don't shut up, I'll nail your other foot to the floor.
Did you hear that?
They don't want me while I'm alive.
Yes. Crying out loud, back in.
Hello, what's that noise?
What noise?
That noise. Sounds like a train.
Oh, that'll be our special guest.
Oh, no, please, no more rotten special guests, please.
But how can he come on a train? The railway line goes nowhere near us.
He doesn't need a railway line. Look out the window, Ernie.
Oh, I don't believe it. There's a train coming down the street.
Who the flipping heck is it?
There's only one man it can be. He lives in a railway station, so he obviously has his own train.
Well, you can't drive a train on a rotten road.
You can do what you want with a train if you own a railway station.
Great circular boards of cart with numbers on. Look who's just darted in.
Lovely to see you, lads. Great, super smashing.
It's Jim Bowie. Yo, what an honour.
Great.
What a privilege.
Super.
What a prat.
I never miss you when you're on the telly, Mr. Bowie.
Great, super.
Nor do I. 137.
What are you talking about? It's 180, you bully.
Ignore him, Mr. Bowie. He knows nothing about snooker.
No, actually, lads, Uncle Nasty's right.
He knows his name. He knows Uncle Nasty's name.
Of course I know, he's a lovely lad. He's lovely, smashing. He's a lovely lad.
Uncle Nasty, a lovely lad.
Oh, he's one of the best. He's great, he's smashing. He's super. He made my TV show famous, you know.
Uncle Nasty made your TV show famous?
Of course he did. He modelled for Bully.
Do you know, Jim, I really envy you.
Yeah, well, you're easily pleased, then.
I'd love to be on the telly.
Did you always want to be on the telly, then, Jim?
No, I didn't know what a telly was when I was a little lad, you know. We couldn't have afforded one anyway. Do you know, my mother and father, they couldn't even afford to buy me any shoes, you know that?
Terrible.
No, they used to black my feet up and lace my toes together. Mind you, I have to be fair, my father insisted I had a musical upbringing.
Aye, very important.
All right. He used to belt me over the head with his banjo. He had a great sense of humour, my dad.
It's a pity he wasn't hereditary.
Do you know, lads, he once tried to cross a pig with a flea to make pork scratchings.
Oh, that's funny, isn't it? Hey.
He's brilliant.
Blacked his feet and laced his toes.
Do you know, the one thing I could do when I was at school, I could make everybody laugh.
How old were you when you lost the neck? Look now, look. Look, boys, I'm sick of you already.
Great, super. Smashing.
It's all right saying all that rubbish. Just get on with what you're here for and then pack your bags and disappear.
Right, smashing. Super. Well, thanks for the welcome, but I'm not exactly sure what you want me to do.
Anything you like, Jimbo. You've got carte blanche.
Ooh, I haven't seen Blanche in ages.
I haven't seen any.
Well, do you know, I've always wanted to do a bit of straight acting.
Great, super, smashing.
You know, maybe star in one of the popular classics.
Great, super, smashing.
Why do you keep saying that?
Saying what?
Great, super, smashing.
I heard it somewhere.
Anyway, first of all, why don't we have a game of darts?
You know, we haven't had a game of darts for years, have we?
Right, well, look, here's the dartboard. Now, where can we hang it? Let's see. Ah, yeah. Now, Uncle Nasty, just you turn round, will you?
What's all this about, lad?
Well, it's a gag, really, now, but just put these earplugs in your ears.
I hope you're not going to make a fool of me.
No, I never interfere with nature. Now, just push them in nice and firm. You know, really. Are they in?
Pardon?
Great, super, smash it. Now, now we'll hang the board from the back of his jacket, right? Now, now, who's first on the hockey?
Oh, yes, we're going to play hockey.
Oh, lovely. Do you know, I think I've thrown away my shin pad. Mm.
No, 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 no. This is the hockey, the line, you know, where you stand.
Oh.
Now, you go first, Uncle Rubbish.
Great, super, smash it.
I wish you wouldn't say that. Right, now, here's the darts. Now, which charity are you throwing for?
Me.
Right. The very best of luck, son. Nice and steady.
Yes.
Will somebody tell me why I'm standing here like a wooly?
Easy now. You've got all the time in the world.
Yeah.
No need to rush.
No.
In your own time. Take your time.
Yep.
Steady now.
Yep.
Hurry up. We haven't all day.
Right. Here goes.
That's great. Super. Smashing. You missed the board then. No, no, not to worry. No problem. You've 2 hours left.
Right. Watch this one.
What's going on?
Smashing, smashing. Missed again. That's just what we like. No. Are you sure that boulder that's not too big for you?
Okay, stop it.
Now, don't worry, don't worry. It's cheaper than acupuncture. Right. You've got one dart left.
Right, I'll do it this time, Jimbo.
Ow!
Oh, look at that. Missed the board 3 times. You did well. You were super. Well, absolutely great. Smashing.
Right. What about me?
Well, I always said it was a bum game. Now, look, Uncle Nasty, don't worry about a thing. I'll take you myself to the Lady Jockey Wilson Hospital for Injured Dart Players.
Hey, do they have a special hospital for injured dart players, Mr. Barry?
Oh, yes, they do, and it's smashing. He'll love it.
Why?
It's 3 in your bed.
That's what you are.
Yes, and once again, that music tells us it's time to visit our forgetful friends, the Amnesias. This week, Mr. and Mrs. Amnesia are considering refurnishing their lounge.
Now then, dear. Yes, don't you think we should replace that old thing in the corner?
Where, dear?
Over there. The, you know, with the funny shaped legs.
Oh, your mother.
No, dear, you know, it has a front let down and wobbly drawer.
Ah, that's your mother, dear.
No. Oh, you know, the writing desk.
Ah, the writing desk.
Yes.
What do you want to do with it, dear?
Why don't we replace it with one of those, It begins with a B.
Well, we don't want a bulldozer in the round, do we, dear?
No, don't be silly, dear. It would look really good in the corner.
Hmm.
Oh, it's,
Belisha Beacon.
No, it's not. No, bookcase. The bookcase would be marvellous.
Why, dear?
Because we could use it to keep all our,
What?
Oh, dear.
What
do you keep in a bookcase?
Cups and saucers.
No, dear, no, you read them.
You don't read cups and saucers, dear.
No. You read what you keep in a bookcase.
Tea leaves.
Oh.
That's what you read?
No.
Tea leaves. Now, that's a good idea because we need somewhere to keep the tea leaves, don't we, dear? Don't we, dear?
No, dear. Books. That's if we could keep our books in the bookcase.
Books.
We've got dozens of books. We've got Lady Chatterley's, Lady Chatterley's,
Lawnmower.
No, dear. It's to do with the gamekeeper.
Ah, Lady Chatterley's snooker table.
No, that sort of game.
Oh, dear. I still think it's Lady Chatterley's lawnmower, you know.
Why are you obsessed with lawnmowers, dear?
I don't know, dear. Maybe it's because we haven't got one. We should get one, dear. You know, it's very embarrassing having to borrow Mr. Hopkins.
That's it! Lady Chatterley's lover!
Really, dear? Does Mrs. Hopkinson know? Now what, dear? That her husband's messing about with Lady Chatterley.
No, he's not messing about with Lady Chatterley.
No, he just lends his lawnmower, doesn't he?
Oh, forget it, dear.
Forget. I have done, dear. I don't like this idea anyway.
What idea?
Keeping a lawnmower in the bookcase.
Excuse me, pal.
Good morning.
My name is Sid Squeak.
Well, Mr. Squeak, what can I do for you?
I'm considering splashing out on some emulsion paint for my kitchen ceiling.
I see.
My sister suggested strawberry surprise, which she has in her sitting room.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't sell strawberry surprise emulsion paint.
I see. Suppose I decided on a silk finish. Does your establishment sell strawberry supplies in a silk?
No, sir, I'm sorry, I don't sell it in emotion or silk.
It seems to me that you're losing lots of potential business. What do you sell in emotion?
Nothing, sir.
Silk?
Nothing, sir.
What about plaster, paste, turpentine, substitute?
You know, I've never sold any in my life, sir.
I see. What sort of a do-it-yourself establishment is this?
Well, you see, that's just the point, sir. It isn't.
It isn't?
No, sir.
I see. It would seem that I've selected the wrong shop.
I think you selected the right shop, sir. This is an optician's. Now, read the top line on the card.
Excuse me, lads. I hope you don't mind me mentioning this.
Of course we don't, Jim, old lad.
Great, super smashing. You see, the thing is, well, I mean, I don't want to rush you, you know. Take your time before answering, and please think before you give me your answer, you know, won't you?
Get on with it, you dart-playing duck egg.
Great, excellent. That's a good answer.
What is it that you want to ask us, Jim?
Hey, you don't want me and Jeffrey to go on Bullseye, do you?
Oh, I wish you did, Ernest. I love that programme, don't you?
Oh, I do, Jeffrey, yes.
Yes, especially when you win your bendy bully.
Oh. I've always wanted a bendy bully.
Yes.
So have I, Ernest. What is it I've always wanted?
A bendy bully, yes.
Exactly. The bendier the better.
The bendier the better, definitely.
For crying out loud. Look, it's bad enough having to watch the rotten programme. Never mind, listen to you two prattle on about it.
No, lads, I'm sorry. I can't invite you on to Bullseye, but... Well, not unless you're prepared to go on to the end of a waiting list of contestants. I mean, that'd mean great smashing, but you'd have to join the queue.
Oh, well, I don't mind queuing for a bit of bully, do you, Jeffrey?
You don't, sir. Especially if there's a bendy bully at the end of it.
A bendy bully, yes.
Now, look, Bowen, tell us what you want to tell us, and the sooner you do that, the sooner you can get back on your rotten train and disappear.
Excellent. That's lovely. Thanks for your welcome. Now, the thing is, lads, I was hoping to be allowed to stretch my talent. What I had in mind, really, was a bit of dramatic acting.
Look, everybody, if Jim fancies a bit of real acting, why don't we invite him to star in this week's Grumbleweed Dramatic Extravaganza?
Hey, what do you say, Jim?
Oh, that's great. Super. Smashing.
I thought you might. Right, let's go for it. Ladies and gentlemen, the dramatic production you're about to hear has had to be submitted to the Broadcasting Watchdog Committee, who have certified it PG.
Picking garbage.
This is a mystery play written in the style of the great Agatha Christie.
Christie, you Wally.
Of course it isn't, it's Christie.
In the style of Agatha Crispy.
Conkers.
Agatha Conkers. I wish you'd make your mind up. If you are of a nervous disposition or easily shocked, we strongly advise you not to buy Des O'Connor's new LP. Ladies and gentlemen, we proudly present Jim Super Smashing Bowen in Murder on the Ram's Bottom Express.
My name is Hair Curler's Parrot. I think it's tremendously stupid, it's smashing, but then I would. I knew it was going to be one of those days when I woke up. I was in the wrong house. Anyway, I did what I always do first thing in the morning. And I felt a lot better for it. You know, I brought the milk in from next door step. And, do you know, pinned to my front door was a message from Chief Inspector Morse. And it said, dot, dash, dash, dot, And you know, that short message sent a shiver down my spine, round my backside, down my left leg, along my foot, and out through a hole in the end of my sock. Now, I was booked on board the famous Ram's Bottom Express. I arrived at the station. The train was standing on platform 9. It took about 300 of us to lift it back onto the track. There it stood, the Ram's Bottom Express with the British Rail symbol on the side of the engine, two arrows pointing in opposite directions, which meant it didn't know whether it was coming or going. I made my way to my compartment.
Excuse me, pal, can you tell me which platform it is for the Ram's Bottom Express?
Yes.
Thank you.
Just a minute, I haven't punched your ticket.
Oh, here you are.
Great.
And mine.
Super.
And mine.
Smash it. Soon the mighty engine pulled away. It was an impressive sight as it steamed out of the station. Sadly, it had to come back as they'd forgotten to fasten on the carriages. I noticed a suspicious man walking down the platform with a bulge under his left arm. No, it wasn't a gun. He was keeping his tortoise warm. With everybody sat in their seats, we set off. Little did I know what a nightmare journey lay before me.
That were a grand meal in that dining car.
Ah, delicious. I must admit, I got a bit of a shock when we went through that tunnel and my sausage lit up.
So did I, Ernie. I think everybody did.
That gravy was nice.
Yes, I had two slices.
I wonder what time we arrive.
I'll ask the guard. Excuse me, have you any idea what time we arrive?
Yes.
Thank you.
I thought you were the ticket collector.
I was. I'm the guard now. It's called job sharing.
There's an empty compartment here.
Great, in we go.
Can I sit by the window?
No.
Why not?
Somebody might think it is a cattle truck.
Oh, that's funny, isn't it, Jeff?
It is, Ernie. It's hilarious. I had two slices.
Yeah. It's nice having this compartment to ourselves.
Well, not for long. There's a bishop coming in.
Oh, excuse me. I do hope I'm not intruding, but is this seat taken?
No, no, it's not your bishopness.
Oh, how very kind.
Better watch the language.
I'll do my best. You know, I do so enjoy travelling by train. I always find that the...
He snuffed it.
Well, let's try and revive him.
How can we do that?
Give him the kiss of life.
Oh, come on, Geoffrey, I'm going.
Just a minute. Hold everything. Don't touch that bishop. Thank you. Lovely, smash it, soup.
Oh, it's the guard.
Wrong, lad. I'm still job sharing. I'm the world-famous detective with the curly moustache and the French accent. What I always speak, Hair Curler's Parrot, at your service.
Have you any identification?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, I've got some questions for you to answer. They're quite simple, and they're for £40 each. Now, you take your time, you've no need to rush. You should have plenty of time, we want you to do very well. All right, here we go. Nice and steady, just relax. Have you ever seen this man before? Now, relax, take your time, because we want you to win. Take your time.
At the next table in the dining car.
What was he doing?
The same as us.
Being sick. This man was murdered, then killed, shortly before he died.
Ow, Mr. Air Curlers.
A meat pie.
He ate a poisoned British Rail meat pie?
No, wrong answer. Somebody clattered it over the head with one. Now, could I have your names? Now, again, take your time. There's no need to rush. When you're ready, just give me your names.
Certainly.
Of course.
Pleasure.
Well, they're the three most unusual names I've ever come across. I've been after this man for years.
Who is he?
He's Big Bob, the Barmy Bishop.
You mean he had a pseudonym?
No, he had a Robin Reliance. This man was murdered and then killed shortly before he died, and as an officer of the law, it is my duty to find out who did it. Do you understand?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Tremendous, smashing, well played. Now, I intend to find the murderer before we arrive at Grand Central Station, Ramsbottom. Before I ask you these questions, let's find out what you're playing for on Bully's Prize Board tonight. Get to grips with all those jobs around the house with this fabulous phone number of the nearest do-it-yourself shop. If you fancy two glorious weeks in the sun and warm seas in Bermuda, then this is for you. The address of the travel agent down the road. Ready for a change of car? Then this is your lucky day as we offer you this fabulous brand new Motor Show Model Aston Martin windscreen wiper.
Fuck it in and get on with a rotten blade.
Right, excellent. Thanks for being so kind to me. Now, I shall ask you three questions.
We understand.
Right, super smash. Now, here we go. Who wrote Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony?
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
It's correct.
Me next.
Right, now take your time. There's no need to rush. In your own time.
Right.
A stitch in time saves what?
An even bigger hole in your long johns.
It's correct.
Look, boys, you're getting right up my nose, you are. Well, I thought this was supposed to be murder on the Ramsbottom Express.
Your question now. What did Tommy Lawton say to Stanley Matthews in the 1948 international match against Scotland?
I hate football. I know nothing about football.
Now, take your time. There's no need to rush.
Pull your belt up!
What did Tommy Lawton say to Stanley Matthews in the 1948...
Flaming pass!
He's absolutely correct. Now, what do you want to do? Do you want to take the fantastic prizes, or do you want to gamble?
What are you talking about?
What do you think? Should he gamble?
What do you think?
Well... I'm just telling you now, what do you think?
All right, I'll gamble, just to get out of this stupid farce.
Right, smash it. Now, listen to this. Here's a question for the super prize behind the sliding door of this railway compartment. Listen very carefully and relax. Listen. Who murdered the bishop?
How should I know?
But Herr Curler's parrot knows he was sitting in the dining car just behind you.
Who was?
Harry Seacombe.
Harry Seacombe?
You mean Harry Seacombe clouted him with the meat pie?
Yes.
Why?
Because the bishop was getting higher viewing figures than he was.
Well, I don't know what to say.
I do. What a lovely day. Oh, Sunday wouldn't be the same without a bit of bully, would it? Well played, lads. Lovely couple. Ta-ra!
We'll see you next time.
Yes, we'll see you again.
So, tickety-tong.
Bye for now.
Sunday by and TTFN.
From the three of us. Just the three of us. With me.
And me.
And him.
Why do they always miss me out? I'm sick of it.
Right, everybody, now just relax. We've got plenty of time, so let me explain what's been happening. You've been listening to Someone and the Grumbleweeds, starring Graham, Morris and Robin as the Grumbleweeds, and me, great super smashing Jim Bowen, as Someone. The music was provided by Dave Collett, Perry Duke, Andy Marples, with lyrics by Jeremy Brown. Lovely lads. Lovely lads. The show was written by Eddie Braben, Richard Jones, John Brown, Ron McDonald, and the producer, lovely fella, Mike Craig. Great super and absolutely smashing. Thanks for having me, but just think who you could have had.